for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
We need to build a wall.
Our Republican system is absolutely rigged.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand and don't have to hide.
And welcome to the morning Wham wake-up call. Special election coverage. We're preempting our regular programming. So joining me in studio, Pastor Rick Dietering.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. And I hope that you are already voting.
Yeah. or getting ready
or
to.
Or getting ready to. Yeah.
And Linda Hughes from The American Dream.
Hello. I like sitting on this side of the desk. It's fun.
Yeah.
I don't feel any stress or pressure at all.
That's right. It puts it all on me.
That's right.
I don't mind. We can kick it in. This is actually kind of fun. We should do the marathon all day.
I know.
I really enjoy watching Linda under pressure. So,
Linda,
say something. Dead air. Never mind. We'll go back to you.
No pressure.
Okay, so,
thanks a lot to make me flip out.
There you go. All right. Let's take a call from congressional candidate for the 12th district, Jeff Jones, and a good friend of yours.
Yes. Well, he's a good friend of mine if you talk about conversations by phone and Twitter and Facebook and everything else. He's a remarkable man. He's a pastor of a church. I've had him on my show. He really is in it for the right reason. He is not in it for a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't even think he likes Washington, D.C. that much.
Who could?
Right.
Who could?
So, yeah. Jeff Jones is a great guy.
Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here again.
Glad to have you on.
Yeah, it's a great, beautiful morning. Ready for action, ready for life, ready for reality.
Hey, Jeff, I have to ask you, have you voted yet?
I just left. I just voted, and it was exciting. So I was happy to see as many people out, and So I voted in Taylor, and so all's good.
All's good. Now the turnout in Taylor is pretty heavy.
Yeah, I thought it was. There was a couple good long lines, and for this time of day, I think it was unusual to see that long of a line. I mean, it was fairly quick going in, but in getting out, but there was a lot of people there. So.
Great. Now, you are running against Deborah Dingell, a name that has been in Washington far too long. Far, far, far too long. And as I was telling people in the introduction, you are actually doing this for the right reason. You're not going there to be a career politician, to have Washington, D.C. and the taxpayers write you a paycheck every year of your life forever, and that's not the reason you're going, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, I actually believe that we need to put term limits on Senate and House, and I think that we should extend the run for Congress. That 2 years is a little bit awkward to get accomplished what you have to do, because most people are already telling me how I have to start planning for the next election, and I don't like the sounds of that. But,
right.
But anyways, so if we extended that, and I think if we make the House 6 years, just like the Senate, although I know it's the cycle of voting that has to be looked at, but then limit everybody to say 3 terms. And I think if you served 18 years in Congress and 18 years for the Senate, if you were fortunate enough to do that, 36 years as a public servant would be more than enough time in those levels to make the commitments and get done what needs to get done and make the statement if you're responsible and accountable.
Now, you make a very good point here about the 2-year term. It used to be elections lasted for a couple months. you would campaign for a couple months and go through election, but election cycles now seem like they were 2 years long now. And it seems everyone starts planning the next election and starts campaigning 2 years out anymore. And I actually find there's a problem with this. I mean, because there's so much money involved in the campaigning and the politics and everything else that when you've got, $1 billion that you can spend on a campaign, you can spread that out over 2 years, right?
Right.
It's no longer a short time.
In a presidential, cycle, for sure. And, the money is amazing, though. Again, it could be done for a lot less, and I hope to prove that today, that I can't wait to expose, the plan and what we did, and if when the final count comes in and my name's on the top of the list, then I'll get a few bragging rights, I guess, and hopefully accomplish a few things that could be done. You know, it's just frightening to think, even just to have Barack Obama and Debbie Dingell in Ann Arbor yesterday, how much money got spent of taxpayer money. You know, when I'm out there, you know, knocking doors, shaking hands, you know, and it's my money I spend, not taxpayers' money I spend.
You know, a lot of people talk about John Dingell's A rating and A-plus rating with the NRA. Deborah Dingell doesn't have that rating, does she?
No, she got an F. I got an A. So,
wow.
Right.
There's a little bit of a difference in distinction, and that's where, you know, I ran my entire campaign to really try to, how do I bridge the disparity, you know, of the 80,000 registered Republicans in the 12th and the 120,000 registered Democrats, but there's 420,000 undecided registered voters, you know, in the district. So in order to level that playing field, I had to focus on those that I could get to, I guess I could use the word persuasion, getting vital truths around their mental roadblocks to get them to think the right way. And it comes down to ethical truth, and certainly the Second Amendment's a great way to start.
Now, Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I did this with Congressman Wahlberg yesterday. You're a pastor, right?
Yes.
How do you talk to these Christians and these people that their people are not really enthused yet to go out and vote for Trump, and here's the last day we're there? I want you to speak to those people in our listening audience, not as a politician, not as somebody who's running for Congress, not as somebody who's trying to take out Deborah Dingell in the race. How would you talk to these Christians as a pastor on the importance of getting out to vote today?
Well, again, certainly, I believe that our entire country is built, you know, on biblical principles. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, you know, developed, you know, is basically where the three branches got developed from itself. So the whole essence of our country as we stand, you know, Romans 13:1 tells us that we're subject to the higher powers, and people think that the higher power in the United States is our government, and they got it so twisted and so backwards and so wrong. It's us. It's we the people, and this is why we're a constitutional republic. So this is our opportunity to be the influence, and nowhere else in the world can you do this, you know, and have this kind of freedom. And so this is exactly why, you know, and I'll just go ahead and say it. Isaiah 9:6, it says that unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And so we have the opportunity to, as a collective body of believers, the body of Christ, to be actually placed in the position of authority, and we can only do that here in America. So to not exercise that right is to basically to say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dismantle a piece of the body of Christ and say I'm not going to participate. And you know, I can't think of anything more deceitful than that. Not on their part, but what they've been lied to about by media and other influences, to think that their vote doesn't matter, or to think that the division or the things that you didn't like about somebody. But I'm only 100% for my Creator and not 100% for any other man. So on that principle, though, Donald Trump has surrounded himself with great men. How could you not listen to the testimony of Mike Pence and think that this is a major influence,
right,
you know, in his life? How could you not listen to Ben Carson and say that these aren't godly men that have connected themselves and
Franklin Graham,
Franklin Graham,
brass greased poles in his lifetime in the past. But you know, there was a guy, there was this fisherman back a couple thousand years ago that cursed God three times if he even knew him, and then 30 days later holds the largest revival, you know, ever recorded in the history of man. So, you know, that's what the power of forgiveness is all about. So I just believe that I believe Donald Trump is the guy, and I believe that it's your opportunity to make a voice. And if you don't, by not voting, you are voting.
That's right.
You said something very.
You're voting opposite direction.
You said something very early on that's very important, and I want to just add on to that. In that passage in Romans, it says that God gives the sword for government to wield, and the fact is we are that government. So when we vote, what we are saying is when we vote for somebody, we trust you to wield that sword for us. If you do not vote, you have no power behind that sword the Lord put in your hand to wield as the government. You have no power behind it. So if it is, when we vote, we say, we trust you to wield this sword for us. And if we don't vote, we might as well say we trust Hillary to wield that sword for us. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How scary is that?
Yeah, how scary is that?
And sword with no handle.
Right.
Right. I like to put it this way. There was somebody on Twitter put a nice story up. And it was, you're sitting on your roof after the hurricane, the flood's mm-hmm. here, and a guy comes by with a rowboat. And you say, no, I'm going to wait for God to tell me. Who are you to say that God did not send that man in the right. rowboat right now? And Trump right. is that rowboat, because right. this is a flood of evil, of non-American values hitting our country.
Just so you know, that guy, not only did a rowboat a little bit later, a helicopter came by, and then a powerboat came by, and
right,
God finally
things.
Said, hey, yeah. I've sent three people to save you. And he said no to each one.
Right.
That's right.
We've got Trump.
Yes,
and I'll tell you what, he's got the people surrounding him. If you don't like Trump, you have to, exactly as our next congressman who's going to replace Dingell has just stated, he's surrounded himself by very strong, honorable people.
And for those of us who have been watching Trump, there has been a change in him
Absolutely.
Over the yeah. last year.
Yes,
a definite
has.
Change that you cannot deny.
There's been a change in me,
yeah.
Linda.
Yeah, I
you know?
See it.
And you've
I know.
Seen it, right.
Yeah.
So, hey, last chance before we go on with the show, Jeff. Anything you want to say to the voters out there, especially in your district?
Well, you know, again, I just hope that everybody understands, you know, the level of importance of what we have here. You know, again, our Constitution is in the balance. It has been filleted for so long that we don't even understand it. You know, and the importance of having someone that actually represents your voice in Washington, rather than somebody that lives there, grew up there, and received, you know, millions of dollars, you know, from lobbyists. Debbie Dingell's voice is paid for, and she owes that debt back. I've received zero PAC money through this campaign, and so my voice is the voice of community, not the voice of Washington or big business or some other sort of lobbying group. So I'm asking you to, you know, please vote Jeff Jones. Appreciate yeah. The plug.
Jeff, let me say this too. As a guy that grew up downriver, spent most of my young adult life downriver, when I go back to downriver now, it has been decimated. And the Dingell dynasty has been in control for over 80 years down there. They've done absolutely nothing for downriver. Folks, they've done nothing to you. If you think that sure. they're going to bring back some special interest money to help you out downriver, they've had 80 years. Have
right.
they done it?
Right.
No, they have not.
Yeah.
It's time to
yeah,
vote
you know,
for a change. Put Jeff Noble into office. Give him 2 years. What
Jeff
have you got
Noble,
to lose?
Jeff Jones.
And
oh,
Jeff Noble. Oh,
I'm sorry, Jeff Jones. Yes, I'm sorry,
Jeff Jones. And Jeff Noble.
He's a good guy. I like him.
He is.
Jeff Jones, Jeff Noble,
right.
put them both in there.
Put them both in there. They're both pastors. They're both great guys.
Right.
We
you
want
know,
to put both
amazing?
Of them in. It is amazing.
We just had Mr. Graham in Lansing talking about getting involved as Christians. This is the first time that I can remember that within my listening area, that three pastors are running
it's
for
amazing.
A higher office.
That's
Jeff
what
Jones, Jeff Noble, and Tim Wahlberg were all pastors.
Right.
Well, let's put a little higher power into office, then,
yes.
shall we?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Jeff Jones.
That's the way it was in the founding of our country. So
that's yeah. right. Are you ready, Jeff, to go to Washington and help Trump drain the swamp?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I got my sleeves rolled up, ready to
All right.
jump in.
Yeah. Don't fall under that hypnotic spell of the D.C.
Right.
Elite, would you please?
Yeah.
No, not at all. I'll hold myself accountable to something higher.
Okay. Jeff Jones, 12th yeah. District candidate, Congress, vote for Jeff Jones. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Wow. Cool, man.
I keep
He's
doing the Noble
guy.
And the Jones thing.
Everybody does that.
You really
We've
want to support Jeff
that.
Noble,
yeah.
don't you?
Yeah.
I
He's
would.
Great. Jeff
yes,
Noble's great.
I think we. Yeah, it would be great. Two Jeffs. Hey, if you see somebody running in your district named Jeff, vote for him.
Jeff Gorman, too.
Jeff Gorman.
We've been getting him mixed up with all the Jeffs. There's three good Jeffs.
All right.
And you can
office.
Vote for all of them.
I just pull a straight yeah. ticket Republican lever.
Just pull
I never
Jeff
say that.
Lever. Yeah.
I am. You know I am against straight
right,
ticket voting.
So
this time
yeah.
around, I would. Because
I couldn't yeah. in my township. I have to be honest with you. I did not vote straight ticket in my township.
Well, and that's the thing. I normally never
right.
do. And I didn't this time either because I sprinkled a few libertarians on my
mm-hmm.
ballot. You know, that's what I like to do.
I voted. I will sit there and say on the local elections, I'm not going to mention any party names or anything. On the local election, I voted for the person that I thought actually is more protective of property rights, which is important in a
fine.
Local commercial.
That's
oh,
fine.
Absolutely.
That's totally
absolutely.
Fine.
Right. So, I sit on the zoning board in our town, right? And property rights, I'm a property rights advocate. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Because zoning laws are often very restricted, even on historical properties that predate zoning ordinances by, you know, 30, 40, 50 right. years, 100 years sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's important to have property rights people on those zoning boards because they're the zoning board of appeal, not the zoning board of denial.
Right.
And that's what happens. A lot of these communities, yeah. they just say no. And even the trainers in Lansing will often say, you should turn down 97% of people's requests. That's, screw you. That's great. Not American government, yeah. you know?
As it is, we lease our government. How do I say that? I know that. As Thane Rome pointed out to me, is we have to pay the government every year to right. stay on our property. So
exactly.
we lease already with
yeah,
property taxes.
You don't own anything.
How much more rights can they take away? If I want to have a chicken on my farm, let me have a chicken on my farm. I shouldn't have to have you breathing down my neck telling me I can't how many roosters I can have for my chickens.
Right. I want a peacock.
Yeah, you know.
I want that peacock. You know that noise you hear on all the old Tarzan, yeah. that jungle noise? That's a peacock.
You're yeah. going to hear that noise tonight after about 8 o'clock. It'll be coming from Hillary. It's the most god-awful sound you've ever heard. You ever hear a peacock scream? Sounds it's terrible.
I love that sound.
Well, we'll love that sound tonight.
She'll be going after a lot of people if she does not win, which she's not going to. She's going to be going after a lot of people. And she'll be very mad. Hey, speaking of that, did you guys stay up to see Trump's final speech last night in Grand Rapids?
I did not.
I had to get up early this morning,
goodness.
Go stand in line and vote. I did the responsible thing.
Was it good?
It was wonderful.
Like 24,
he was late.
People?
He started at 1 o'clock. It was huge. He had Ted Nugent there, who was hysterical. I mean, he is just... Pete Hoekstra was there. He introduced him. Mike Pence, Ted Nugent, and then Trump. And it was just great. You wonder. You watch him and you think, I've never seen anybody with as much energy as Donald Trump. I mean, this guy, it's unbelievable. He's beyond the Energizer Bunny. It's just amazing to watch him. And he's just as fresh and excited and you know, as he was in his, I think he did five stops last night.
Five? Yeah, that's yeah. right. Five crazy. And look
or
who just
states.
Walked into
yeah.
the studio. The great man himself, Thane X, joining us in studio.
Not yet.
Now, let me tell you a story real quick.
It's hard when we get so many people in here.
Who knows me? For a while after the primaries, I was one of those never Trumpers. And I tell you what, to just sit there and you know, Thane, he still talked to me. He was still loving to me. He still called me names. You know, what Thane does.
I beat the crap out of you on Facebook. You finally submitted.
And no, actually, it was logic that turned me around.
As it should.
And it comes out to the point, this whole election is binary. Hillary's going to win or Thane's going to win.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry.
And Thane did.
Well, Freudian slip. I wrote you win.
You make a really good point when you say it was logic that made me win. Because let
right.
me ask you, when you look at these never-Trumpers, there's not a stitch of logic in their argument.
No, there isn't.
There is no
logic.
And I got to tell you, I came in here to appeal to you atheists out there. Not that I'm an atheist, but I'm hearing these Jesus freaks down here hammering you guys.
Hey, I'll take that name any day.
Rightfully so. But I got to tell you, even if you're a godless atheist, you don't want this country going toward a global socialist operation, and that's exactly what the Democrat Party's all about. You mentioned Don River area and what the government's done or not done. The government's done too much for everybody. That's why, in fact, I just posted something on Facebook today, the spiral to the bottom, with about seven states where more people are on food stamps than are actually working. And that's what the Democrat Party's all about. So you may think you're voting for Hillary, but you're voting for an agenda. And that agenda is straight up global socialism. And that is evil. And you've really got to think about that when you get to the polls. I was on the air yesterday just going ballistically crazy for 3 hours talking to union brothers and sisters, those of you in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, those of you that are Teamsters, UAW, Communication Workers of America, SEIU. You've been gamed. You've been chumped. They steal your money every paycheck with a union dues. And what they do is it's money laundering that they toss into the Democrat Party, which keeps giving, as Gary mentioned, the crap that is now downriver, that is Detroit, that is Philadelphia. It's just absurd, insane, and at some point it stops. You've got to come to grips with reality. And that only reality is a step in the right direction, and that's Donald Trump. Don't be stupid and vote for Hillary Clinton.
Tyrone, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I can't say it strongly enough. I mean, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you're wearing the I'm with stupid t-shirt. You literally are. And this electorate's been so dumbed down by the education system, the Hollywood, the media in particular. 100% dumbed down. So we've got to rise up against it. It's time to smash the machine. Smash the machine.
Okay, so should we take time? I think we can squeeze Kerry Bentivoglio in.
Sure, let's take him quick. He's for Trump.
All right, so Kerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call this morning. I wanted to just call in and thank you very much for your support, running our ads, and all those people who are standing their ground against the socialist agenda, and there's socialist sympathizers in our own, well, my former Republican Party, and I'm pretty excited about today. I think our voice was heard. We made him tremble, and we're scaring the dickens out of him. So God bless you guys.
Kerry, tell us, you're running an independent campaign for which district?
Michigan's 11th congressional district.
Okay.
He's trying to unseat Dave Trott.
Yeah, he's he's a socialist sympathizer. His conservative score is 2 points below Harry Reid, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
That's according to the Conservative Review. And mine was at 85%. And of course, I had an overall average. Among the Republican and conservative watchdog groups in Washington, D.C., at 93%.
Can I ask a real quick question on your race? And I'm sorry, I haven't been following your race very, very strongly.
That's right.
I'm not in your district. Is there a Democrat running in that race also?
Yes, Dr. Kumar, who is like myself, we're both life members of the NRA. But, of course, the NRA supported the incumbent who doesn't even own a gun. And is supporting national gun registry, like Hillary Clinton. So it's unfortunate that most people aren't paying attention to our rights under the Constitution of the United States. But you know, you can't win them all, right?
Well, best of luck to you. Hopefully, people will wake up to what's going on out there. I tell you, that district's been messed up on a number of levels with Trott out there doing absolutely nothing for a serious conservative principled stance.
Yeah, well, when they asked why he was running against a good conservative who passed three bills, got rating the second most transparent member of Congress, and won 100% rating from the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste, the only thing he said was, I always wanted to be a congressman, and he spent $2.4 million to have me unseated.
Yeah, I hear that he's also working with Debbie Dingell to help fix Obamacare. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, that is absolutely true. In fact, Debbie Dingell tweeted to her supporters that she believes that David Trott supports the ACA, and that's a fact. That's not something we make up. Hmm. I have a number one rule, never lie. Number two is try not to be a hypocrite. Number three is try not to be a bigot. So,
good rules.
To serve our constituents better. And in the first 6 months of my office, I had won two constituent awards for our Saturday office hours, posting my posts online and telling people why I voted that way. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Kerry. Remember, vote Kerry Bentivoglio in the 11th district. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, well, there's the hard break.
Yep.
And
wow, an hour's gone by so fast.
Flying by, isn't it? Marathon. That's what
I know.
Okay, we'll see you all on the other side of the break.